Super Pac-Man. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Super Pac-Man is a 1982 maze video game developed and published by Namco for arcades. It was released in Japan and Europe in 1982 and in North America by Bally Midway in 1983. It is the sequel to the original Pac-Man. Bally Midway had previously commissioned General Computer Corporation to develop the unofficial sequel Ms. Pac-Man, with which Namco had little involvement beyond licensing. Toru Iwatani returned as the game's designer. An info box containing general information on the game accompanies this section in the written form of this article. Contents. Section 1. Gameplay. Section 2. Reception. Section 3. Ports. Section 4. Legacy. Section 1. Gameplay. Sound and gameplay mechanics were altered radically from the first two entries in the Pac-Man series. Instead of eating dots, Pac-Man must eat keys in order to open doors. The doors open sections of the maze that contain what in earlier games were known as fruits, which became the basic items that must be cleared. Once all the food is eaten, the player advances to the next level, in which point value of the food is increased. In earlier levels, keys unlock nearby doors, while as the player progresses through the levels, it is more common for keys to open faraway doors. Pac-Man can enter the ghost house at any time without a key. In addition to the original power pellets that allow Pac-Man to eat the ghosts, two super pellets are available that will transform Pac-Man into Super Pac-Man for a short time. In this form, he becomes much larger, can move with increased speed when the super speed button is pressed, and can eat through doors without unlocking them. He is also invulnerable to the ghosts, who appear thin and flat to convey the illusion of Super Pac-Man flying over them. However, he cannot eat them without the help of the original power-up. When Super Pac-Man is about to revert to regular Pac-Man, he flashes white. The superpower can then be prolonged by eating a power pellet or super pellet, if available. A point bonus can be scored if Pac-Man eats a star that appears between the two center boxes while assorted symbols flash inside them. Usually, one symbol stops while the other continues until the star is eaten, a life is lost, or too much time elapses. If the star is eaten while two symbols match, the bonus is 2,000 points for any match, and 5,000 points if the matching symbols are the same as the level being played. Otherwise, the bonus is similar to the award for eating a ghost, which is 200, 400, 800, or 1,600 points, depending on the level. On some versions, higher levels might award the 2,000 or 5,000 points without regard to the symbols. Bonus levels appear at intervals. The player is presented with a maze full of food items and must eat them all in order to collect the points on a countdown timer. Pac-Man appears in super mode infinitely throughout the stage, and there are no ghosts. Players also receive bonus points if the level is cleared within the time limit. An image accompanies this section with the caption, "Screenshot with Pac-Man in Super Form." For more information on the contents of this section, see Gameplay of Pac-Man. Section 2. Reception. Upon the game's release in 1982, Bally Midway projected that it would sell about 10,000 to 15,000 arcade units in the United States. By May 1983, it was the top-earning arcade game of the month. Arcade Express rated the arcade game 8 out of 10, stating that the, quote, "newly designed maze features keys, locked doors, and super energy dots, making it the latest thrill for gobbler lovers," end quote. Iwatani was critical of the game, criticizing Pac-Man's enlarged size in super form and calling the game boring. Section 3. Ports. Ports for the PV-2000 and the Sword M5 were released in Japan under the titles Mr. Pac-Man and Power Pack, respectively. The game was ported to the Commodore 64 in 1988, followed by IBM PC and MS-DOS in 1989. Ports for the Atari 5200 and the Atari 8-bit computers were finished in 1984, but not released. The game was also available on the Game Boy Color with the release of Ms. Pac-Man Special Color Edition in 1999. Section 4. Legacy. In 1996, Super Pac-Man appeared in the second Namco Museum arcade compilation for the PlayStation. In 1998, Namco released Super Pac-Man as part of Namco History Volume 3 for the PC in Japan only. In 1999, Super Pac-Man was included alongside Ms. Pac-Man in Ms. Pac-Man Special Color Edition for the Game Boy Color. In 2006, Jax Pacific released the plug-and-play Super Pac-Man joystick that contains Super Pac-Man along with Pac-Man, Pac-Man Plus, and Pac-N-Pal. Super Pac-Man was also featured in TV Games Arcade Gold Pac-Man from 2007 and Retro Arcade Pac-Man in 2008. Namco released Super Pac-Man along with Pac-N-Pal, Pac-N-Roll, Pac-Mania, and other games outside of the franchise in Namco Museum Remix and Namco Museum Megamix in late 2007 and late 2010, respectively. Namco released Super Pac-Man on mobile phones as a deluxe version with updated 3D graphics and recreated sound effects. In 2006, Namco released a portable version on select mobile phone models exclusively on Sprint. Sprint and Namco conducted a promotional sweepstakes with a grand prize of a Volkswagen New Beetle customized with Super Pac-Man art. The car was displayed at the major video game trade show E3 in Los Angeles in May 2006. The sweepstakes began June 1, 2006, and ended on July 31, 2006. On November 4, 2008, Super Pac-Man was released in Namco Museum Virtual Arcade for the Xbox 360. Bandai added Super Pac-Man to its Pac-Man Connect and Play controller in 2012. Super Pac-Man was released as part of Pac-Man Museum in 2014. Pac-Man transforms into Super Pac-Man as part of his final smash in the 2014 video game Super Smash Bros. For Nintendo 3DS and Wii U, and its follow-up Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. In both games, the point values for the 5th and 6th chomps are changed to 3,200 and 7,650, respectively. Hamster Corporation released the game as part of their Arcade Archive series for the Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 in January 2022. Super Pac-Man is included in the compilation title Pac-Man Museum Plus as an unlockable title, which was released on May 27, 2022 for PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. Notes, references, and external links are available on the written form of this article. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-SA/4.0.